Well, if you ain't happy yet, Bob, what do you always say? If that doesn't make you happy, your wood's wet. That doesn't light your fire, doesn't make you happy, it all works. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Fire, why don't you come up here? Come on up here. Vicky, why don't you come up here too? Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. I might need a couple ushers to help these ladies. Come on over here. Come on over. Come on over. Right over here. Right over here. Right her. Right her. Turn around. Turn around. I know you're drinking. That's great. That's what we want. Y'all, come on over here. Good. George, help these guys out. There we go. Just there we go. There we go. So what's happening? What's been happening? Y'all step aside. Lord, help us. What's happening? What's been happening?
Transformation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Restoration. Forgiveness. Acceptance. Filling up as I pour out. I'm just thankful.
What happened a couple Wednesday nights ago?
Oh, I got delivered from a whole lot of hot messness.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, y'all have no idea. To pour out and for him to literally be mindful enough of me that I was enough to say, okay, I can take this from you now. Woo! Jesus! Man! What's her name? What's her name?
Paula.
Miss Paula said, you look different. She said, you look different. You look lighter. I felt so much lighter. So free. Oh my God.
So if you missed it, she got delivered. It's awesome. The Lord did a powerful work in her life. A couple weeks. What happened Sunday night?
From a whole lot of things. I got set free from so much torment.
Yeah. Tell us about it. What happened? What was it like?
This week's been wonderful. That's all I can say. The love of the Lord, I've never really experienced it, I don't think. And like he just wrapped his arms around me and loved me no matter what. Yeah. I don't have a lot to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're good. That's precious. That's precious. So this was years of torment, right?
Many years. I don't know how to put it into words.
You want me to help you?
A lot of the torment, years and years of drug use, unbelievable amount of torment, and I probably brought a lot, most of it on myself, but this is just wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, we only need one guy. We're good. She's really tiny. Unless she starts manifesting, we're good. Sorry, I'm just trying to help. Yeah, so for many years of drug abuse and torment and addiction, set free to all the tormenting. So it was so funny to watch. probably not for her, but I came over. We were praying for people on Sunday night, and I walked over to her, and we were just praying. I didn't expect anything, you know, like nothing's gonna happen. I mean, y'all understand, I wasn't dealing with demons or anything, you know, we weren't dealing with oppression. And we started praying, and I heard out of my mouth calling out this devil. I was like, and as soon as we did, she went, it was not Vicky. It was this torment that had been in there for, attached to her for a long time. And we, probably for a good hour, she was getting set free from years and years and years of things that have just been stockpiled in there for a while.
So much ugliness, so much pain. You just can't imagine, because it was with me all the time. And the Lord has really had been giving me relief from it and deliverance along the way. But there was just so much all day, all, you know, I hated it.
Yeah. And she said, so one of the, you know, because sometimes those little devils like to talk, and one of the things that came out was, she doesn't deserve it. Started talking about how she didn't deserve it. And wow, the Lord said that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Christ.
But Jesus didn't care, did he? I said, no, I didn't deserve it, but Jesus didn't care. He just did it.
Yeah, yeah. He makes us worthy. That's awesome. Love it. I love it. You can have a seat. Thank you, Lord. It's awesome. The Lord's moving. The Lord's moving. So that's a powerful, powerful story of what God's doing there. I'm going to invite Pastor Brandon, Pastor Grace. Who else went? Olivia, there you are. Like somebody else went. We had a powerful time. You're good. We had a powerful time in Illinois. And I just want to say thank you so much for praying for us. Heather is at home. I haven't said this yet, but Heather's at home with Jonathan. He woke up not feeling well this morning, so you can pray for him. But we had a powerful, powerful time of ministry, and it was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you joined us online, thanks for joining us online and being a part, even here from Ohio, and not being able to be there in person. It was quite powerful. You know, we started off Tuesday night. Heather preached on the fire of God. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then Wednesday night, I preached on Lazarus, which was a spontaneous message. Was not planning on going that route. And the Lord just, man, it was powerful. On Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday night, we started, I mean, deliverances started happening. I'm telling you, this whole deliverance thing is funny. It's kind of taken me by surprise. Not that I don't believe in it. I do believe in it. But there's just an uptick in deliverances and such, and things that are happening. And even to the, we were talking to the pastors about it and just how surprising what was happening. But there was a particular group of students that had come from a Bible college. These were students in Bible college out ministering. And about three or four of them had devils. I'm talking about torment that got totally set free. So I'm going to let the team share, and then I'll come back and go from there. So Pastor Grace.
Well, first of all, just saying that the freedom that we saw, you know, there's nothing like it when you see someone who is struggling with freedom from things like depression and suicide and watching it come off of them. Man, just watching it lift, that is so amazing. And I love that God will do it, and he'll do it again, and he'll do it again. And he is faithful. He won't stop. But man, for me, you know, I went into this and I was reminded of something Pastor said the very first sermon of the wholeness series, when he was like rubbing everyone wrong, stepping on all the toes. But he said how we use God. How did that go? We use God to run from God. And how we get so busy doing the things, and we get so busy doing all the good things, right? Even the good things, not even going out in the world, that we lose sight of God in the midst of it. And so, you know, for me, I heard that and I was like, oh, but I'm good, God, I'm good. And it was funny because the first night, you know, we're sitting there and I'm ready. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go and help minister, and I'm going to, you know, it's going to be great. I never get to do that. I'm always on the stage, right? But I was like, I'm going to get to minister. And I kid you not, as soon as Pastor Heather got up on that stage, I was under for the rest of the night. I was useless. I was laughing. I was drinking. I was lost in the Holy Ghost. And God just reminded me in that moment. He said, you think that you've been seeking me. You think you've been making time for me. But you've lost me in the midst of your ministry. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? I lead worship every Sunday. He's like, but no, you've lost sight of those intimate one-on-one times where there's nothing else happening. You're not even singing. You're not doing anything. You're just laying there, letting me touch you, letting me love on you. And so that was one of those nights of like, oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for not purposing and making those times, purposing to spend those moments with you, because that's where our lives come from. That's where our walk comes from. That's where the fire of the Holy Ghost comes from, because we can do a lot of good things, but we're just going to get real tired and real run down, and we're going to end up bitter and crusty, and it's going to be on our face, right? But I don't want to be that bitter, crusty Christian. I want to be so lost in the Lord. So lost in the Lord that he is all that people see when they look at me. The other thing, too, that God reminded me of, and it goes along with the Kingdom Discipleship Program, spiritual deliverance and healing. I just began to really, in that night, feel this impression to really start interceding for my family. We've got a few big things happening, just with different members of my immediate family, and I just needed the Lord to break through. And so God was like, you need to go home. And you know, I was so tired, so Lord, forgive me, I'll do it today. I was so tired yesterday, I think I took a nap and slept in, but it's all good. The Lord just reminded me that, you know, sometimes it's time to clean house. Sometimes when you're standing, you know, the verse, as for me and my house, we will follow the Lord. Sometimes you gotta step up and you gotta say, listen, I gotta get all this CRAP out my house, and I'm gonna anoint the doorposts. And as for me in this house, the devil can't have us. We're gonna follow the Lord. We're going to follow him all of our days, and he's not going to be the one who's going to get the victory. My God has the victory. My God has the victory. So that was me. I'm going to pass it to Olivia.
Amen. Oh, it was such a wonderful time. I actually, I almost didn't go because I got sick the week before. And I reached out to Pastor Heather a few days prior, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to go. I don't want to get people sick. And she was like, we're not scared of that. You're coming. And I was like, all right. So I had already made arrangements at work for me to be present that week, but I ended up just taking stuff with me and working from there, and just had an expectation going in. An expectation that God was going to meet me in the room, that he was just going to love on me, and that things were just going to fall off. And the pastor started speaking about those grave clothes and just the stench and all of that. And I went back home that night, and I prayed to God, and I said, Lord, we've got one more night here. I don't know what you want to do, but I'm just stepping in. I'm just stepping in, and I'm just going to yield to you and let you do whatever it is. And I got smacked. I got hit with so much joy. I was dancing like I've never danced before. My hair was crazy. I looked a mess. And I just began to praise God and just thank him because of who he is and the joy that came over me. Guys, I think I danced for, I don't even know how long, maybe an hour. I don't know, but I heard new songs. I heard new things. I just had myself in a place where God could fully be the center. He was my focus. My eyes were closed, and I just heard new melodies. I heard him speaking to me in a new way. And the joy that was over me, I'm telling you, I will not go back to whatever oppression, to whatever state of mind that the enemy had me bound in. And as I was dancing, God just, he began to speak to me, and he said, I've been the joy in your divorce. I've been the joy over your life. I've been the joy in your children's life. I've been the joy over depression. I've been the joy over low self-esteem. I've been your joy over insecurity. I've been your joy over doubt. I've been your joy over fear. So I'm not going to apologize if I'm up here crazy dancing. I'm not going to apologize if I look a mess, because it's the joy. It's the joy of the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord. And Psalms 5:11 in the Passion Translation says, but let them all be glad, those who turn aside to hide themselves in you. May they keep shouting for joy forever, overshadowing them in your presence as they sing and rejoice. Then every lover of your name will burst with endless joy. So I'm claiming this word, and the joy is all over me, and I thank God for just blessing me to press through and to get what I needed out in the Midwest. So,
there's fire up here.
Woo,
Jesus. It was awesome. So we went, and I was like, okay, Lord, we're going to do this. It's going to be awesome. I was hyped up a little more than normal for the trip. Yeah, right? Y'all can imagine that. I was hyped up a little bit more than normal for the trip. It was almost, it was an anticipation. It was a different sort of anticipation. And I was like, God is about to do something amazing. God's going to show up in a way that I've never experienced before. And man, did he. Oh, my goodness. So it was awesome to see. And it was an amazing reminder all week that it ain't about us. I don't know. I don't know if maybe I'm the only one that sometimes gets into that mindset. Like, well, I got to be the leader, right? I got to do this, I got to do that, whatever. And it transfers all to work, but it ain't about me, man. It ain't about us. It's about the power of the Holy Ghost. When the Lord decides to step into the room and do something, the Lord's going to step into the room and do something. Amen? So I think it was when, well, maybe, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I guess. It was all the days. But it was an amazing reminder, because there were people that would come up to the altar for worship. We didn't even pray for them, right? they would just come up to the altar, and this one guy, he comes up to the altar, and he was over, well, I guess it'd be opposite side, but over here on this side of the stage, and he comes up, and he starts worshiping, and the Lord got my attention about it, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go. Thank you, Jesus. You ever just know that you know that something was about to happen, right? And so he comes over here, and he's worshiping, and all of a sudden he stands up, and he goes, hits the ground again, starts manifesting, right? And I was like, oh, Jesus. It was awesome. He spent the entire service being set free. He spent the entire service being set free, being delivered from anger, being delivered from a whole lot, years and years of hurt and confusion and all sorts of stuff. I won't go into all of it, but it was awesome to watch. Man, he didn't need us, right? And Wednesday comes, and Pastor Zach, he gets up and all of a sudden just starts talking about Lazarus, and I'm like, okay, cool, good stuff. Lazarus, but something hit me just a little bit different this time. I'm like, God, I'm good. I don't have any grave clothes. I don't know what we're talking about. What are we talking about, right? Until he started saying, what about the old tape recorders? What about the old mindsets? What about the old habits? What about the old ways that we walk? What about the old ways of doing things? What about all the stuff, right? And we walk around and we carry it with us and we wrap it around us almost like it's something to be proud of, almost like it's something that we're comfortable. It's our blanket, right? It's our security. And we get all wrapped up inside of it and we dead. And we're stinking thinking and we're in the grave, right? We're in the tomb, but God. Right? But God, until he decides to come up and say, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. And man, I'll tell you what, there was some dead spots and I didn't even know it. There was some dead spots in my being. And he said, hey, come forth. Mighty man of valor, come forth. Hey, you know what? Anxiety is done, right? All the stuff, it's all done. It's all done. And I felt like in that moment that the Lord was looking at me and saying, it's time to come forth. 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 I was like, oh, Jesus, all right, we're going to walk up out of that grave. Get up out of that grave, right? I'm like, yes, Jesus. And then he read John 11, verse 40, and said, Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Didn't I tell you if you believed, you'd see the glory of God? God's like, do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe that all the dead things, do you believe that all the stinking things, do you believe that all of the circumstances that have led you here today, do you believe that all the dead places are turning around? Do you believe that when I say, hey, come forth, that you have the ability through the power of the Holy Ghost to walk out of the grave, that you have the ability because the same God lives in you that rose Jesus from the grave? That rose Lazarus from the grave, the same power resides on the inside of us, and it's not up to the pastors to do it all. It's not up to the leadership team to do it all. You go forth. You minister. You set the captives free through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? If you believe, did I not tell you that you would see the glory? That you would see the glory. Even in the midst of death, there's glory. Even in the midst of the grave clothes, there's glory. Even in the midst of carrying the bricks and the blankets and the mindsets and the struggles and the temptations and the weight and all of the things, there's glory. It's all for His glory. It ain't about us. And the awesome thing is once we do that, I got great news. It's a great big cycle. It's a beautiful dance. Because then we realize all the more, it ain't about me. It's not about us. And we're able to yield and just get out of the way. When God says come forth, man, just come forth. Amen?
So on Monday night, there was this girl. She was part of the, she came at the invitation of a friend. She was part of the Bible college group. And she started getting set free. I don't remember the whole, how it all, I mean, we prayed for so many people for a long period of time every night. But she was there, and she was on the floor writhing and getting delivered. And as she was getting delivered, I went over and just kind of became part of the ministry that was happening to her, with her. And as I knelt down, I felt like the Lord just speak to me in about a spirit of self-harm and suicide and things that were happening. So we're going to deal with this. So I said, spirit of suicide and self-harm, come out. And she started, I mean, she started screaming, blood-curdling scream. I don't know if you were watching online. I don't know if the online was on at that point, but you could hear it. It was intense. And she got set free that night. She started, by the end of the night, she was laughing and the joy. I mean, she's total liberty. She got up the next night and testified about how God had set her free. She brought her friends. It was awesome. It was just a powerful, powerful week. And those are just highlights of the stories. But Pastor Brandon mentioned from John chapter 11 and verse 40, as we wrap up the day, I want to read this. Lazarus was dead. Lazarus was dead. His best friend was gone. He's at the tomb with Mary and Martha. And he says to them, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Pastor Brandon was talking about the grave clothes. And we pick up things through life, right? Like the grave cloths. We pick up. They become our security blankets. But one of the things I want to add to what Pastor Brandon just said as we wrap up the day is that those things in your life that become the security blankets, the grave clothes, the things that are stinking, smelly, stinking, thinking, the old tapes, the old patterns, the offenses, the hurts, the whatever those things are that you've picked up and you've wrapped around yourself, those are the very things that are going to show forth the glory of God. When you walk out of that tomb and you come out, Jesus called Lazarus out, Lazarus, come forth. And he walks out, and he's got the grave clothes still on him. And they said, take the grave clothes off. Those are the very things. Let me help you. I'm going to do what I did the other night. Can I have some of those modesty cloths? Where'd they go? Oh, here they are. Carol, I need your help. You're going to be Lazarus. You go through life and pick up a fence, wrap yourself up, because I don't have enough hands. You pick up a fence. You pick up rejection. Pick up control issues. You pick up fear. Right? Before you know it, you're covered in grave clothes, dead in the grave. Right, wrapped up. And Jesus comes along. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus, come forth. Keep coming forth. Okay, there you go. Lazarus came forth, but he still had the grave clothes on. We often think that the glory of God was in the resurrection, and it was. We see his glory in that. But what glory is there when God says, not only am I going to set you free from those things, but I'm going to unravel each one of them off of your life. I'm going to take away the fear that you've been carrying. I'm going to take away the rejection that you've been carrying. And he starts layer by layer pulling back the grave clothes. And he surrounds us with people who can say, let's take off those grave clothes. Let's take all those off. Let's take all those weights. Let's take all those fears, all those worries off of you. You don't have to carry those anymore. And they become the display of the glory of God. Not only did he raise me to life, but he liberated me too. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Thanks, Carol. Why don't you stand with me? If you believe, you'll see the glory. If you believe, you'll see the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our church. Lives are being changed, transformed, transformed by your glory. Transformed by your glory. I thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in this house today. People have been encouraged, set free, healed, delivered, built up in their faith. Lord, I thank you that we've been able to worship you, sow into the kingdom. Lord, it's been a good day in the house of the Lord. It's been a good day in your house worshiping together. I thank you, Lord, for your anointing and your blessing on every person. You've called them to liberate others who have grave clothes. Lord, you've called them to see the glory in others. Lord, you've called each one in this room to see glory, to see your glory on display in other people's lives as they're liberated, as they're delivered, as they're set free. Everyone in this room is a glory carrier. Everyone in this room has the opportunity to see the glory in others' lives. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to open our eyes all around us. We'll see those that are in the tombs and in despair and in discouragement. And we'll see, we'll believe. We'll see them alive. We'll see them overcoming. We'll see them victorious. We'll see them delivered. We won't see them bound and broken. We'll see what you see. And when you look into the tomb, you see them alive. You see them whole. You see them healed. You see them delivered. You see them set free. It's for the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we just give the Lord praise this morning? Thank you, Lord, for all that he's done. Amen.